We're on the bottom of Vavim Beis. Reb Elezer Omer, time of the Reb Shimon Gamliel Mehacha. Yes, and Reb Shimon Gamliel, he holds that you do everything in the second Adar. Bechora, you should do it in the first Adar, because Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So the Gemara says we learn it from the Chol Shana Vishana, and better to be Masmid Gula Legaula, Pesach to Purim. Now Reb Elezer says a different reason for Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Chsiv Lekayim Esigeres HaPurim Azos HaShenis. Right, mashma that you do it in the second month. The itzrich l'mitzvah hashenis, the itzrich l'mitzvah b'chol shana v'shana. You need both of them. You need both the shenis and the b'chol shana v'shana, just like every month, every year. Purim is in the Adar next to Nisan, so too in this year. Why do you need both of them? The imi b'chol shana v'shana have a mina kikushin. If it just said b'chol shana v'shana, I would say ein mavir na l'mitzvahs, and just like every year Purim follows Shvat, in a leap year, the same thing. Therefore, you need what's it called, Kamashmal and Hashenis. That the Iker is the second month, second Adar. The Iyashmin Hashenis have the Amina Betchila Barishon Uvasheni. If it said Hashenis, I might think you could do it in both months, right? Both the first and the second. Kamashmal on Bechol Shana Veshana. No, it's like every year, and the Iker of every year is that Purim precedes Nisan and not follow Shvat. Reb Elezer, Reb Yossi, Hashenis, my Ovidle. What does Reb Elezer, Reb Yossi do with that Hashenis? He holds that if you read it in the first Adar, you don't say Lechatchila. So you don't have to read it in the second Adar. So what's Hashenis? Miboyelech, Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Dom Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Bitchila Kavua Vishushon, Ulevaso, Bicholom Kulo. He learns it Kipshuto. It says that first they sent out letters to everybody that they should keep Purim. And then they sent out a second letter after the first Purim, that they should keep it. So in the beginning, they only made it, there's two ways of learning. One is that they made it a chiyuv, the Pnei Yeshua says. They made it a chiyuv only in Shushan. And even though it says that all the Medinos kept it, they kept it voluntarily. And the second letter established it by everybody as a chiyuv. And some say that the first year, yeah, okay, that's basically the best way of learning. Okay, Rashi. Hashenis bechodesh Hasheni. Right? Hashenis infers that you should keep Purim in the second month when there's two possible months. The Vesov Kavua, the Zehu Hashenis. Hashenis means that it was the second time they sent out letters to be Koveya Purim. First time it was Nikba in Shushan. Oh, there's another, the other pshat is that in the beginning, because it says everybody did Purim. But the first year, they read the Megillah only in Shushan, and they kept Mishnah V'Simcha everywhere. And the second letter established that they should read the Megillah everywhere also. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shol Cholahem Esther L'Chachamim, Kivouni L'Doros. Shmuel Yehuda said that Esther sent out to all the Chachamim, to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, that they should establish her for all generations, that Purim should be celebrated for all generations, and the Megillah should be read. Shalchula kinat moreres lon lebein ha'umos. You want to make the goyim upset with us, angry at us. Kin over here means being upset, like we had yesterday. Kina doesn't necessarily mean jealousy. It means to start up. You're going to have the goyim start up with us because it looks like we're happy about their downfall. Hanukkah isn't a problem because we don't celebrate the downfall of the Greeks. We celebrate the nes of the Shemin. That's the Pirsume Nisa. But here the Pirsume Nisa is the whole story, which ended in the downfall of Goyim. So it looks like we're celebrating the downfall of Goyim. Shol Cholahem Kvar Ksuva Ni Al Divri Hayom L'Malchim Odi Paras. It's already public knowledge that, what's it called, that there was a downfall. So it's not going to add any more than being more upset. Rashi, Shol Cholahem, B'shon L'Shniya, L'Kova Aleihem Chova. When they sent out the second letter, she sent to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, K'vouni L'Yontif U'L'Kriya. Be Koveya Purim, as a Yontif and for Kriya Samegillah, Lios L'Lashem. It should be my namesake for all generations. Kinat Moteres Aleinu, Shiyomro Umos, Sh'onu Smeichim L'Hazgir Mapalosa. That we're happy to mention their downfall. Kvar aniksuba b'sham yiroim mashi irolahem al yidei Yisrael. Anyway, it's going to be common knowledge what happened. So this is not going to add too much. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, Bekulei Seder Moi, Kol Ki Hai Zuga. Chilufei Rav Yochanan, Umayil, Rav Yonasan. Right, when we have, it says that what's it called, Rav and Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan. And Rav Chaviva, whenever it says this pair of group of Chachamim, right, so they change Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yonasan. So, Shalchu Lohem Esther, Chachamim. So, this group of Chachamim reported the following. And Shiloh, whether it was Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yonasan together with him. Kisvuni Ledoros. Right? Esther asks, write me down in Tanakh. Make another sefer in Tanakh. Megillas Esther. Shalchulah halokasavti l'chosh shlishim v'lo rebeyin. Right? Only three times, not four. Okay? Then, therefore, what's it called? It can be recorded. The idea of Amalek can only be recorded three times, not four times. Achimotzulo mikra kosu b'Torah. Right? Until they found the pasuk in the Torah that hinted that there is a fourth time. Ksav zo zikaron b'sefer. Right? It says by Amalek, ksav zo zikaron b'sefer. Ksav zos mashakosuv kat, right, uva Mishnah Torah, right, what's written in the Torah is all considered one. So twice Amalek is mentioned in the Torah, once in Bishalach and once in Kisavo, in Kisetze. So that's called one. Zikaron mashakosuv b'Neviim. And Zikaron is what's written in the Neviim in Shmuel. Basefer mashakosuv Megillah, and Basefer refers to what's written in Ksuvim is Megillas Esther. So they found a remez that there can be another time, and the first two times are considered one. Kitanoi. And this itself is a machlokas tanoim. Ksav zos, vashikosuv kan. They learn the pasuk differently. Ksav zos is what's in Bishalach. Zikaron, vashikosuv mishatori. They don't count them as one, but they count them as two. What's written in Bishalach is one time a mention. What's written in Mishnah Torah is a second time. Vasefer, vashikosuv b'neviim. What's written in Shmuel. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, you can't have a fourth time. So Megillas Esther wouldn't be allowed to be written down. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer Amoldoi Omer, Ksav Zos, Mashikosim Kan of Mishnah Torah. He says, like we said before, that everything that's written in the Torah is considered one Zikar. Because Mishnah Torah is just a review of the Torah. It's not considered a separate time. Zikaron mashikosu b'neviim. That's what's in Shmuel. Basefer mashikosu Megillah. And Basefer adds in one more time, which is what's written in Megillah and Ksuvim. So it's mentioned three times. Once in Torah, once in Neviim, once in Ksuvim. Omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Esther ain't a matamis hiadayim. Megillah's Esther is not matamis hiadayim. Right? Now let's see Rashi, because he explains, we have to think twice. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva Masnu. Chada Amrin Lekamon. They taught what we're going to learn later. And the Kulei Seder Moed, Shehuskra, Shem, Zug, Zeshel, Arba Chachomim, Halolo. Whenever these four Chachomim are mentioned, that they transmitted a certain limud, Chilufei Rav Yochanan, Machnis Rav Yonasan. So some exchange Rav Yochanan and put in Rav Yonasan instead. Shlishim, Bishlosha Makomos, Yeshlan, Lahaskim, Luchemes Amalek. Three places, three times you're supposed to mention Melchemes Amalek. It's not a good idea to mention Amalek too much, because the more you remember Amalek, the more Amalek brings doubts to your mind. So it's better not to mention them so much. It's also a genai for Klal Yisrael, because as long as Amalek is around, Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Akisei Shalem, so it's not a good thing to mention Amalek more than necessary. It's important to mention them that we know to destroy them, and we know what brought them, and what we can do tshuva on, whatever. But it's not an idea to mention it more than necessary. Basefer ve'eva Shmos uva Mishnah Torah, Basefer Shmuel, right, three times. In Shmos, in Bishalach, in Kiseitze, in Dvorim, and in Shmuel. V'zehu she'omer Shlomo b'dovar she'shilashto i'atorashai l'ravo. Three times, not four. So originally they didn't want to make Megillas Esther because it's already mentioned three times. Zos mashikosim kan uva Mishnah Torah. Then they darish in differently. That what's written in the Torah is all considered one. The chol mashikosim b'Torah korik ksav echad. Ein metame se yadayim kishar svarim. All sifrei kodesh are metame se yadayim. If you touch them, you have to wash your hands. Why? The omer b'yitzis ha-shabes, shegozru aleim letame se yadayim letruma. Umachlokes b'sham b'silili. Okay, what happened is like this. People used to put truma, store their truma next to kisvei ha-kodesh, and the mice would come and they eat up the kisvei ha-kodesh. So in order to make people keep the kisvei ha-kodesh away from truma, they said that if you touch kisvei ha-kodesh, it's metame se yadayim, it's going to be metame the truma. So people will keep their kisvei ha-kodesh away from their truma in order not to want to be metame.
Why did they keep it?
Why? Because it was a good place. Truma was Kodesh, so they wanted to keep it in a place where it would be kept Kodesh. Okay. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Esther, Megillas Esther is not Matame Siyadayim. Lememer, the Sover Shmuel, Esther, La Baruch HaKodesh Nemer. It's not really part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not part of Tanakh. Right? It wasn't said Baruch HaKodesh. It's not a historical document. Aiva HaOmer Shmuel, Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemer. Right? Esther was said Beruach HaKodesh. So Mar says, Nemra Likros, below Nemra Lichtov. It was said Beruach HaKodesh only to what's it called to read, but not that it should be written and have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, there's a difference between something that the Ikra was Torah Shebaal Peh, and it was only recorded in such a way that you should give it over, and it was like a note. Or it was written in Kisvei HaKodesh, Beruach HaKodesh, to be written down as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. And even though everybody holds that the Megillah has to be written, and you have to read it from a Ksav, and it has to be written a certain way, that could be only a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Din D'Rabbanan that what you read has to be from the Ksav. But it's not that it was said, Beruach HaKodesh, to be written down as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's what Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel holds. We don't hold like that. We hold that it's mamish part of Kisvei HaKodesh and is metame yadayim. Meshvei, Rav Meir Omer, Koheles ain't a metame yadayim, umachlokes b'shir ashirim. Rav Meir says that Koheles is not metame yadayim. It's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's only Chochma Shlomo. Right? It's a nice book of Chochma, but it's not part of Kisvei HaKodesh. And machlokes by Shir Ashirim, if it is part of Kisvei HaKodesh or not, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shir Ashirim Metames Yadayim Umechlokes Bekoheles. And Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. Everybody holds that Shir Ashirim is Metames Yadayim. That's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Machlokes is by Koheles. Rabbi Shimon Omer Koheles Mikulei Beishamei Mechumri Beishilom. And Rabbi Shimon says that Koheles is one of the things that Beishamei says it's not Metames Yadayim, and Beishilom holds it is. Of a Rus, the Shir Ashirim, the Esther, Metames Yadayim. The other Megillas are Vani Metames Yadayim. They're for sure part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Where it says, Huda Omak Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shmuel, says, right, like Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. That, what's it called, that, Megillas Esther is not Metames Yadayim. Okay, Tanya, Reb Shim b'Menashe Omer, Koheles ain't a Metames Yadayim, nishe Chochmasu shor Shlomo hi. Right, Koheles is merely the Chochma of Shlomo, wasn't written Baruch HaKodesh, therefore it's not a part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Omru lo v'chizu bilvad, Omer, v'alo kvar nemer v'yidaber shloshes alofi moshel. So if it would be Chochma Shlomo, it should be a lot more things written down. If it's only Chochma. Must be that this is something special, Koheles, that was written Baruch HaKodesh. The Omer, Al Tosif Al Devorov, Maiva Omer, the Chitema Neymar Tuva Omer, the boy Ichtov, Vadai boy, Ichtov, Vadai boy, lo Ichtov, Toshma, Al Tosif Al Devorov, right? If he wrote a lot of things, some things you could write, you couldn't write, don't have to write. But it's not a chiyuv to write them down. Now you need that. The other pasuk, Al Tosef Al Devorov. So you see that there were certain things that Shlomo HaMelech wrote that are specifically said Baruch HaKodesh, and the other things not. See Rashi. Who the Omer Krab Yeshua? The Omer Le'el Zos, Mashikosu B'Torah, Zikora Mashikosu B'Mishnah Torah, the Sefer Mashikosu B'Neviim, Ava Megillah No Nitno Lichtov, Ela Legorso Al Peh V'Legrosa. Right? He holds like Krab Yeshua, that the three times that you're allowed to mention Amalek end with Shmuel,
And you're not allowed to write down the fourth time in Megillas Esther, and therefore it wasn't given to be written down as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It was given to be written down with the Rabbanon to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But it wasn't made to be written down Baruch HaKodesh as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. V'halo kvar nemra v'yidaber v'koheles kvar nemra. V'kivan d'lo kosav es kulon l'madita shemashe kosav Ruach HaKodesh. Right? Koheles was already written, and it says he said many things b'chochma. Must be that Koheles was special, that was said Baruch HaKodesh. Al tosif al devarv, mikru b'sefer mishle. It's a pasuk in mishle. D'i boi kosav, d'i boi lo kosav. Ula olam asher kosav, mishalos bi'almanin hu v'lo mipiakadosh baruch hu. Maybe no, maybe Shlomo HaMelech wrote some things down, some things he didn't write down. He said a lot of chochma, and some he wrote down, some he didn't. But it's not that it had to be written down because it was said Baruch HaKodesh, and it's part of Kisvei HaKodesh. Toshma, for that we need the second pasuk. Al tosif al devarav. That only this can be written. That means it's written Baruch HaKodesh and to be part of Kisvei HaKodesh, and none of the other things that Shlomo wrote were written Baruch HaKodesh, and they can't be part of Tanakh. Okay. So we have machlokes, and what exactly? The Chachamim were Kovei Elamaisa. What's Kisvei HaKodesh? And that's what we have now, 24 Svar. But and that is the halacha. So all of that is Kisvei HaKodesh. But there were opinions that some of those were not Kisvei HaKodesh. Tanya Rav Elezer Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Right? Esther, Rav Elezer says Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. Shenemar, Vayomer Haman Velipo. How do they know what Haman said in his heart? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar, Vatzihi Esther Nosei Schein Beinei Koroel. How could they possibly know that what everybody thought about Esther? Rav Meir Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemar, Vayivoda Hadover LeMordechai. Right? Mordechai found out what happened with Bigson and Seresh. How did he find out? Must be that he knew it, Baruch HaKodesh. And so that I know that Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh. How do I know that it was written Baruch HaKodesh? Because Mordechai would not have written down that he had Ruach HaKodesh unless he had to. He wouldn't brag about it. It must be that it was said Baruch HaKodesh that he had to write it. Just like Moshe had to write, Ish Moshe on of Ma'ot. He wouldn't have written it had it not been that the Rabbanu Shem told him he had to write it. Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, Shenemru, Vabiz Olo Sholch Les Yodam. How do they know that nobody took any spoils? Omar Shmuel, Ihavoy Hosam, if I would have been there when these Tanoim were arguing how you know Esther is Baruch HaKodesh, Havi Amina Milsa Dadifa Miko, I would have said something better than all of them. Shenemar kimu v'kiblu, kimu l'mala masha kiblu l'mata. Right? They were Mekayim and the Beis and Shalmala, what they were Mekayim already down here. In other words, they agreed in Shamayim. How do they know that? Only Baruch HaKodesh. Omar Rava, look, Te'enoch Nami, Shmuel's right. His is better than all the other ones. L'kulu islu pircha, you could ask a question on all of the other ones, levar mi Shmuel, but not on Shmuel. Right? The lesle pircha. On Shmuel there's no pircha. Right, Rabbi Lezer svarahu, the lo havi inish the choshev v'malko kavosei, right? The high ki komat v'shuva v'omer adait they did nafshe ko'omer. Right, we can deduce that what Haman said in his heart, because the fact that he said bring all these big things, he thought he was the biggest one, and he assumed that he was the one who's getting this kavod, so he said a lot of kavod. So obviously he said belibo, who could the melech want to do kavod to more than me? So we deduce it. It wasn't that we know for sure that's what Haman thought. It's obvious that that's what he thought. To Rabbi Akiva, Dilmek Rav Elezer, Domer Melamich Kolecha Vechad Nidmesaloka Umoso. Right? Maybe they heard the people saying, "Ah, she's from my nation." Right? That Esther appeared to each one as if she was from their nation. Everybody, every nation has their cultural beauty, and Esther was beautiful to all of them according to their culture. She appeared, and then maybe they said it. So that's how they knew that she found favor in everybody's eyes. Because they all said, she's probably from my country, and what's it called, the people find favor with the people from their country. Other Reb Meir, Dilmek Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Domer Bigson V'Tera Shnei Tarshoyim Hoyim. Right? Maybe it's like Reb Chiya Bar Abba will have later on, that Bigson and Teresh spoke in a foreign language, which only Mordechai knew. And they weren't afraid to speak in front of him because they thought he didn't know their language. And Menela, that's how Mordechai knew it, not Baruch HaKodesh. He overheard them talking. V'hadar Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis, Dilma Pristike Shodar. Maybe they sent out officers to find out if anybody took from the booty. But Shmuel, Kimu, Vekiblu, how could they possibly know what in Shomayim they were in Kabul? So Tosa says, Lamaisa, Shmuel, what's it called? In the Gemara in Shabbos, we learn something else from Kimu, Vekiblu. That, what's it called? Kimu, Mashakiblu, Kvar. Different pshat. It says a different thing. We can learn two things from the same pasuk. But if you bring a raya from these things, and there's another way of learning, then there's no raya. Here the raya, kimu v'kiblu, it means two things. Kimu mashakiblu b'shamayim, and kimu mashakiblu kvar. That's not a stira, it's not a kasha. It's just that there's another limud. That you have two limudim. There's no stira between this limud and the other limud. Mashain Cain, if you can explain how the thing happened without Ruach HaKodesh, then it's a pircha. Omer Avina, Hainu Damre Inshi, that's what people say, Tova Chada Pilpolta Charifta, it's better one hot pepper, Mimoli Tzin Etzani Kori, than a lot of, what's it called, plain pumpkins, I think, because that's Rashi. How did the people who wrote the Megillah
know what Haman said in his heart? They must have known it, but Ruach HaKodesh.
And where it says, no, maybe, what's it called? They deduced it from what he said. Who told him? Ruach HaKodesh, Sharallah. Must be at Ruach HaKodesh. How do they know what everybody in the whole 127 provinces, nobody took any of the booty? Mapish v'omer tuva, yaviu levush malchus, no, from what Haman made a big deal to be mechabed the person, he must have been thinking about himself. That's mislamo, what he was thinking. Nidmas lokum wasa, v'hayu omrim b'fiyam, zem mishalonuhi. They said, she's one of us. She's a landsman, and therefore they knew that they liked her because people like people from their country. They sent a record from different cities that nobody touched the booty. That the king shouldn't be upset that the Jews did it to get rich. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Omer Mehocha. Right? Yosef says a different place. We know that it's Baruch HaKodesh. It says that these days of Purim will never cease to be celebrated by Jews. How did anybody possibly know that? What could they know the future? Baruch HaKodesh. From the end of the pasuk. And their memory will never be Yosef Mizarim. So Tosa says, what's it called? The Rabbi Nachman said from the second part of the pasuk is more muchach, because maybe the first part of the pasuk is only talking about the Jews of that generation. Lo yavru mitoch hayudim in this generation, but zichrom lo yosu mizarim is talking about future generations. Couldn't know what's going to be in the future unless you have ruach hakodesh. Okay. I also want to say the pshat over here is that why you need two things, right? Lo yavru mitoch hayudim, the zichrom lo yosu mizarim, that Hanukkah was turned into almost like a Christian, right? Turned into a second Christmas. But Purim will never turn into a Goyish holiday. That much will remain a Jewish holiday.